there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
It's another beautiful day in Odyssey, and John Avery Whittaker is real busy down in his basement. Right now, he's working on a new invention, but in a very short time, he's going to be working on something else, something very dark and mysterious.
Ooh, now if I could just get this bolt adjusted properly.
Wait!
Down here, Tom.
And there's John Avery Whittaker slaving over a new invention in the basement.
Oh, Tom. Hey, who's this with you?
Mr. Whittaker, meet my grandniece, Jamie Martin. She's come to visit me for a couple of weeks.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Jamie.
Hi. Is that really a new invention of yours, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, sort of, but it's not new. It's an idea I've been working on for a long time.
May I ask what it is?
Why, of course you may. It's a... I don't know what to call it yet. Basically, it's the opposite of a microwave oven.
The opposite?
Yes, you know how a microwave oven will heat things up for you in just seconds. Well, this little contraption will cool them off in seconds.
An instant freezer?
Yes. I thought it'd come in handy around here, being an ice cream shop and all that. If I could ever finish it. The right parts are hard to find. Like this computer transistor right here. See? This is going to be the brain of the entire invention.
Really? This tiny round thing?
Yep. I had to special order it. It'll fit right in here. Oopsie, you. Where did it go, huh?
Oh, I think it fell on the floor.
Oh, be careful now how you move. I don't want it stepped on. Can anybody see it?
It rolled over that way, under the cabinet.
Well, let's have a look.
Whit, I never noticed this cabinet before. Covers from floor to ceiling. Did you just get it?
No. Actually, it was here when I moved into this building.
Boy, it's an old design. Boy, they don't make them like this anymore. Certainly not this big. What do you use it for?
Oh, just odds and ends. Give me a hand with this, will you? We'll have to move it to get the part.
If you'll lift it, I'll look for it, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, thank you, Jamie.
Are you sure we can move it?
Well, I don't know. Never needed to till now. Only one way to find out.
Okay. Ready when you are.
One, two, three, lift! Oh. Do you see the transistor, Jamie?
Yes, it's back by the door.
Oh, the door? What door?
The door behind the cabinet.
Oh, well, let's move it a little further out, Tom.
Got it.
Oh, man.
Boy.
Here's your transistor, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, thank you, Jamie. But where in the world did this door come from?
You didn't know it was here?
No. Must be some sort of a storage closet. Well, it isn't locked, but it's stuck.
Oh, well, here, let me give you a hand.
This is exciting! A hidden door! Maybe it's some kind of a secret room full of treasure or something. I can't wait to go in.
Or maybe it's a dusty closet with cobwebs and spiders or...
I'll wait out here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. There. Would you please get me that flashlight off the bench, Jamie?
Hoo-wee! Smells awfully musty. Think there's a light switch?
Might be. I don't want to try until I can see it. Just in case some wires are exposed, you know.
Here's the flashlight.
Oh, thanks, Jamie.
You're welcome.
A lot of empty shelves, and what's that over there?
Whit, look!
What is it?
Stay out, Jamie. Is that what it looks like, Whit?
Oh, it is, Tom. We better not touch anything.
What is it? Why can't I see?
Stay back, Jamie. I'll go call the police, will you?
Yes, yes.
The police? What did you find?
Looks like a bullet hole. on the shirt?
A bullet hole? I'm coming in.
No, don't. Come on. You better not do anything until the police get here.
Okay, boys, let's wrap it up so Mr. Whitaker can have his basement.
All right, Inspector.
Well, Inspector Howard, what do you make of it? In a secret room and, of all things, a fully dressed skeleton that's propped up in a chair.
Believe it or not, Mr. Whitaker, what you stumbled on today may have taken care of a mystery that's been unsolved in Odyssey for better than 40 years. Yeah, fortunately for us, there was a wallet with some identification in the pants pocket. The skeleton is a man named Spencer Barfield. Sound familiar?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's right. You weren't living in Odyssey back in the 40s.
The 1940s?
Yes, young lady. Spencer Barfield came into Odyssey in 1946. He was a typical drifter, no family that we know of. He just seemed to come from nowhere. Worked as a maintenance man right here in this building. Back then, it was a community center for family activities. Tom, maybe you remember this.
Yeah, I remember the building was a recreation center, but I sure don't remember Spencer Barfield.
Well, maybe you will when I remind you that the Odyssey Bank was robbed one night in 1946 by one man, possibly two, he didn't know for sure, who made off with around $25,000.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, now I remember. First time anything like that had ever happened in Odyssey.
I was a police rookie then, and let me tell you, it caused quite an uproar.
Well, what does that have to do with this, Spencer Barfield?
Well, after the bank was robbed, Spencer disappeared. We assumed he was in on the bank robbery, took the money, and ran. They searched for him all over the country, but never found him. Until now.
So, what does this mean?
Mean? I don't suppose it really means anything.
But he was murdered. I saw the bullet hole in his shirt.
A .38 caliber bullet hole, to be exact. I think it's obvious what happened. He had a partner in on the robbery. Partner double-crossed him, shot him, put him in here, took off with all the money.
Then maybe we should start looking for the partner.
After 40 years? Well, oh, you must be joking, Mr. Whitaker. What's the point? The partner, if he's still alive, couldn't possibly be found. And I'm sure the money's long gone. $25,000 wouldn't last 40 years, that's for sure. Well, thank you for all your help, Mr. Whitaker. If you don't mind, I'd like you to keep everyone out of this room for a few days, just in case the laboratory technicians need to go over it again.
Oh, of course. I'll do anything I can.
Thank you. Good day.
Okay, guys.
Wow, this is incredible. It's just like a mystery book.
Well, I don't think this is something to be enjoyed, Jamie.
No, but, well, I mean, what if the other bank robber is still living here in Odyssey? He's going to be awfully nervous that we found this room.
Well, I'd be surprised if he stayed around this long, if he's still alive.
Yeah, but it's kind of exciting to think about.
Then don't think about it. Don't let your imagination get the best of you.
Still, there was a man killed, and we don't know for sure who did it or why. This isn't like a TV show where people just die for the fun of it. You know, Spencer Barfield was a man, just like us. And we're assuming all the worst about him. Nobody knows if he robbed the bank. Nobody knows if he was really double-crossed by a partner and shot. Nobody really knows anything. Now, maybe it's time we found out.
But, Whit, you're talking about a case that's over 40 years old. Where would you start?
Well, where else? The library.
The library?
Can I go with him, Uncle Tom? Can I?
Well, if Whit doesn't mind.
Oh, no, not at all. Come on, Jamie. Jamie, I can think of few things I enjoy more than coming to the library.
Really? How come?
Because it has everything I like. Lots of books about all kinds of interesting things. Stories, magazines, information. Oh, I could spend weeks just sitting around the library reading.
Guess that's why you have so many books back at the store, huh?
Oh, probably so. Do you have a library card?
No.
You should get one. Everybody should have a library card.
What is this thing here?
Well, it's a microfilm viewer. You see, the library took little pictures of every edition of the Odyssey Times newspaper, and they put those pictures on microfilm. Now, I want to look at all the articles about the Odyssey Bank robbery written back in 1946. Now, let's take a look and see what they say. There we are. Odyssey Bank was robbed in the middle of the night on June 2nd, 1946. It is estimated that $25,000 was stolen by one, possibly two thieves, according to bank manager Percival Fenwick. You know, I remember reading in the paper a couple of years ago that Mr. Fenwick retired from the bank and lives up on Chatwick Hill.
Chatwick Hill?
Well, oh, I forgot. You're just visiting. Yeah, you see, Chatwick Hill is a very old, well-to-do part of town. Let's see what else the article says here. New police recruit, Ralph Howards.
Inspector Howards!
Ah. He was doing his rounds and was apparently knocked unconscious by the men when they were coming out with the money. He couldn't confirm the number of bank robbers or what they looked like. And the mayor is shocked, and, well, the rest of it doesn't help us any at all. Well, that's interesting. The inspector didn't mention any of that this morning.
So what do we do now?
Well, I think we should go see Mr. Fenwick. Maybe he knows a few things they didn't mention in the article.
Mr. Fenwick must be rich. Look at this mansion.
Well, I think it was handed down to him by his parents.
It doesn't look like he takes very good care of it. It almost looks deserted.
Well, let's hope it's not.
It's kind of spooky, isn't it? I mean, it looks like one of those haunted houses in the movies.
No, don't scare yourself now, Jamie. It's just a house, you know. Well, I guess he's not home. Oh, the wind must have blown the door open.
Hello? Mr. Fenwick? Mr. Fenwick? Anybody home?
What was that? Sounded like someone got hurt.
Well, he's an old man. He might need help. Now, you wait here.
Alone? No way. I'm coming in with you.
Well.
Hello? Mr. Fenwick? Mr. Fenwick? It's John Avery Whittaker from town. Hello? Are you all right? Hello?
Mr. Whittaker, look!
Interesting. Mr. Fenwick must be a collector.
What are they? They look like they're from Africa or something.
Well, you're probably right. Tribal masks, statues, ancient warrior weapons, blowpipes, darts.
Don't take another step or I'll call the police. Now, what are you two doing in my house?
The door opened when we knocked on it. I heard you cry out. Thought you might be in trouble.
Stubbed my toe on a door jamb.
Are you all right?
Hazard of growing old. Now, what are you doing here? What do you want?
I just wanted to talk to you.
Sure you do. And why would anybody want to talk to me? Nobody ever does. Maybe you're after my collection,
Oh, huh? Not at all. No. Though it's very fascinating. Say, have you always been collecting souvenirs from Africa?
Every chance I get.
Mm-hmm.
I've liked African tribal customs and relics ever since I was a child. But enough of that. What do you want? I don't take kindly to strangers in my house.
I want to talk to you about the Odyssey Bank robbery back in 1946. You were the bank manager and...
You don't think I know that? I was manager of that bank for 35 years until they forced me to retire.
I thought you could tell me a little about what happened then.
Tell you? Tell you what? They broke in the middle of the night and took $25,000 of my bank's money.
Do you have any idea how many robbers there might have been?
No.
Well, do you know how they broke in?
They got in through a back window. They cut the alarm system wires and crawled through. Alarm systems back then weren't as good as they are now, you know. But I don't want to talk about it anymore. Nearly lost my job over that robbery.
Really? Why?
Because president of the bank thought I was careless. Said that I let it slip where the alarm box was. Was supposed to be a secret, you know.
It was?
Of course. The only people who were supposed to know where that alarm box was hidden was me, the bank president, and the police. Personally, I think it was an inside job.
What do you mean, inside job?
I think somebody on the police force tipped the robbers off. Maybe for a share of the money. But I'm not saying any more, and you two are getting out of my house. Now, get out! Go! Go!
Oh, we're going. Well, thank you for your help.
Bye, Mr. Fenwick.
Bye.
Man, all that African junk, I think he's weird.
He's not weird, Jamie. Probably lonely. Well, you know, I'd like to come back and visit him sometime.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
You got a parking ticket on your windshield.
I did. But this isn't a no parking area. Hey, let me take a look. Wow, a note of some kind. It's tight.
What's it say?
Leave well enough alone.
Wow. Will Whit and Jamie solve this great mystery? We'll find out when we return to today's adventure in Odyssey, right after this. And now, back to today's adventure in Odyssey.
So, you went to see old Fenwick, huh?
Yes, we did, Inspector.
I'm sure he gave you a nice welcome. Does he still have all those African relics there?
Oh, you've seen them?
Not me. Fenwick thought his house was being burglarized and called us. The officer who went up saw it all. Said it gave him the creeps. Yeah, Fenwick's a strange old bird. He never liked me. I always got the feeling he blamed me for that bank robbery.
Was there any reason to blame you?
Of course not. What I mean is, well, you went to the library and saw the articles about the robbery, so I assume you know that I was there.
Well, but they knocked you out.
Yes. It's been an embarrassment to me ever since it happened. There I was, the young rookie, hoping to prove myself to the other policemen, and when the big chance came along, I was knocked unconscious. And what's worse, I don't know how it happened.
What do you mean?
I was walking on the side of the bank when the bank robber or robbers came out, and as soon as I saw him, I blanked out.
You weren't hit?
No. It was as if I fainted, but I know I didn't. Now, do you understand my embarrassment?
And nothing like that's happened to you since?
No. It's no wonder Fenwick blames me for the robbery. I looked like a fool.
Fenwick thinks there's more to it than that.
He does.
He seemed to think that it was an inside job. Somebody helped the robbers get into the bank by telling them where the alarm was.
What? Both the bank and the police commission cleared me on that. Now, why does he keep bringing it up?
Well, now's the perfect time to prove it once and for all. I think if we keep checking, we'll come up with...
Look, Mr. Whitaker, I don't want to be rude, but I think you should forget about the whole thing. It's ancient history now. Very painful history for me, anyway. I'm going to retire from the force in a couple of weeks, and I just as soon live my days out peacefully.
What about justice, Inspector Howards? They're saying that crime does pay if we wait long enough.
No. But sometimes you just have to learn to leave well enough alone, that's all. Now, you go back to tending your ice cream and leave the detective work to professionals, all right?
But...
Good day, Mr. Whitaker.
Goodbye, Inspector. Good night, Tom. Good night, Jamie. Thanks. Connie, are you here?
Whit, am I glad you're back.
Busy day, huh? Well, I'm sorry I deserted you, but this investigation's taking longer than I thought.
Forget about that. Something really strange happened today.
I know. Tell me what happened to you, and I'll tell you what happened to me.
It was just like one of those mystery books. This really strange woman came in this afternoon.
Strange?
Well, she had a really weird look on her face, and she was kind of old, and in a real low voice, she started asking me questions about that room you found downstairs and the skeleton, and then she gave me this envelope and said to give it to you.
Oh, she didn't say who she was?
No.
Well, then, let's see about this envelope. It's a headline from the Odyssey Times, dated June 7th, 1946.
What does it say?
Well, it says, "Police in car chase."
That's all?
That's all. You know, this is the second time today I've been given a strange message. There was one on my windshield when I came out of Mr. Fenwick's house.
Mr. Fenwick?
Yeah, he used to be manager of the Odyssey Bank. It was a typed note that said to leave well enough alone.
Leave well enough alone?
Yes. I've been wondering why. Funny, those were the exact same words Inspector Howard used when I saw him today. And he also mentioned that I went to the library and looked at some articles. Well, how did he know that? I didn't tell him. I wonder if he was following me.
Following you? Why would he do that?
Maybe because he doesn't want me to investigate the Odyssey Bank robbery. But why? He said he was embarrassed. But it could be more than that, you know what? It's possible he's trying to hide something.
Like what?
Well, Mr. Fenwick might be right. The robbery was an inside job, and the inspector was in on it with Spencer. Maybe the inspector was the missing partner.
But wouldn't that mean...
Yes, it could mean that he was the one who shot Spencer in the basement.
What was that?
Well, sounds like it came from downstairs. Are you sure everyone has left?
I closed at 9 o'clock, as usual. The shop was empty.
I better have a look.
Maybe we should call the police.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll go down and check it out.
But I'm scared.
Oh, I'm sure it's nothing. I'll be back in a minute. Is there anyone down here? The shop is closed. Hello? Oh, the window on the door is broken.
Whitaker.
Oh, hello? Who's that? Oh, the lights have gone out. Well, what do you want?
Stay out of my way!